Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and we have Newell Fonda Mustangs talk now with Coach Brian Wilk and another epic battle in this loaded eight-player District 1 last night. But Remsen St. Mary's comes out on top on the Mustangs' homecoming 51-26. It was a lot closer than that for pretty much the whole way, Brian, which we'll dive more into momentarily. But first of all, your overall takeaway from the game last night.
Well, you know, our young men battled, and with 7:34 to go in the third quarter, we had just scored and cut it to a 3-point game, 26-23, forced punt, we had one of those unlucky breaks, and the ball was, one of our guys who is blocking it, and they recovered it, and it was a break that went against us. You know, we're a return football team, obviously, and unfortunately, this one took a bad bounce and hit one of our young men, and they recovered it and scored a few plays later to stretch that 26-23 lead.
Well, before that, though, you trailed 26-15 at halftime. What did you think about the first two quarters, and how did you get your touchdowns in the first half?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, I thought the first half, you know, I think we played exceptionally well, but, we hung around, we made some plays. You know, the thing we tell our kids every week, you know, it's a simple game. You got to block and you got to tackle. And the first half was our inability to tackle and at times be consistently, you know, with our blocking. And that was a big difference or big reason why we were down 11 at the half was our inability to tackle and our inability to be very consistent up front blocking and staying on blocks and running through block. But at that point, you know, even though we hadn't played exceptionally well, we had a couple of adjustments we thought and that we could make and obviously we came out the third quarter and took the opening kickoff down and scored to, you know, cut that lead 26-23 with a 2-point conversion.
And then the special teams mishap occurred. But still, it was 32-26. You trailed by just a 6 going to the third quarter, but Remsen St. Mary's took control from there, and didn't you have another turnover during the final period as well?
We had two turnovers in the fourth quarter there, unfortunately, turnover is a big part of the football game. Those played a huge part in Remsen St. Mary's widening that lead and taking control of the football game.
I know Cannon Cox, their running back, has put up some monster numbers. You had said your tackling maybe wasn't at its best. Did he have another stellar game for them last night?
He had 7 touchdowns. So he had touchdown runs of 26, 59, 26, 24, 4, 2. And then he caught touchdown passes of, actually had 8 touchdowns, touchdown passes of 64 and 46. So he was a result of all their touchdowns. And you look at those numbers, Ryan, 26, 59, 26, 29, 64, 46. Those are all big plays. And when you give up big plays, either you don't align properly, you have poor technique, or you don't tackle. And on those big plays, I bet we can go back and we can find that, you know, that was the reason things resulted in a big play or a 25-yard-plus play.
What about your touchdowns and the individual stats?
Jesse Heck had runs of 12 and 3, touchdown runs of 12 and 3 in the first half. Bryce Kopic threw an 8-yard touchdown pass to Austin Gertis in the third quarter. And then we had a safety in the first half, where they were Remsen St. Mary's is called for holding in the end zone. And then R.J. Rojas added a 26-yard field goal. Individually, we were rushing-wise. Jesse Heck had 24 carries for 69 yards. Austin Gertis had 7 carries for 50 yards. Bryce Kopic had 15 carries for 46 yards. Bryce Kopic was 9 of 18 for 139 yards, throwing the football, 1 touchdown and 3 interceptions.
A top 5 matchup, an 8-player last night. Unfortunately, goes Remsen St. Mary's way, 51-26 over Newell Fonda. Mustangs next Friday will be on the road to take on Clay Central Everly. Brian, thanks as always for the time. Hang in there, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Ryan.